we read how the apostles, which, by the way, the word apostle means sent, so the apostles were sent by Christ and empowered by him to teach the word of God and to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. And so our Lord sends them out to do just that, to preach the truth and with power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. So they go forth and they perform the apostolate. They labor for Christ for the salvation of souls. Now, after having done that, they come back to our Lord and they report to him everything they did and everything they taught. They have spent themselves in his service. And now what does our Lord say to them? He then says, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Because this is the reality. We need to recharge after having spending ourselves in the apostolate. Our Lord calls us to take time for our own souls, for our own sanctification, for our own salvation. Because, as the saying goes, you can't give what you don't have. And once you've spent yourself and labored for Christ in whatever apostolate, whatever work you undertake, it's necessary to recharge, to go to a deserted place, to spend time in silence and in solitude, to rest a while, to receive nourishment from the Lord once again, before going back out and laboring for his glory and for the salvation of souls. And so this weekend, we're blessed to host another retreat. This is the Life Teen group from Fowler, Indiana. That's just west of Lafayette. And some are catechists as well. And so they've come here to this place of grace to do just that, to rest a while from the apostolate, to recharge with the Word of God and sacrament, and to be nourished once again by the Lord. And we're so blessed to have this place of retreat where we can retreat from the world, okay? Where we can come and be by ourselves in silence with our Lord. Now, this retreat center is specifically a Marian retreat center. So when we come here to pray, we are receiving Our Lady's maternal care, okay, and her nourishment and her graces. And so for this reason, we celebrate this Mass today of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother and teacher in the Spirit. Okay, when we come here to this retreat center, it is Our Lady who acts as a mother and a teacher in the Spirit. And so the entrance antiphon for this Mass comes from the Psalms and also from the prophet Isaiah. They kind of mix these two or three verses together for the entrance antiphon. And what the Church intends to do with these words from Scripture is to put them in the mouth of Our Lady. Okay, so this is Our Lady speaking these words of the entrance antiphon for this Mass of Mother and Teacher in the Spirit. And what does she say? Come to me, children, and listen. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and we shall walk in his ways. You see, that's Our Lady acting as mother, calling her children to come to her and to listen to her. About what? About our own salvation and sanctification. We need to tend to that first before tending to others. Right, as St. Paul says, he chastises his body, so after having preached to others, he himself isn't lost. So first of all, our own souls we need to tend to. And so Our Lady says, I will teach you the fear of the Lord, okay, to avoid mortal sin, for reasons of not wanting to be punished for that, and also for not wanting to offend our loving Father. I will teach you the fear of the Lord, to keep us in that state of grace. But then not only that, but to advance in the spiritual life, to walk along the paths of sanctification. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that holy mountain where our Lord is found on Tabor, transfigured, revealing his divinity. This is what the path of sanctification entails. It's arduous, it's difficult, and that's what's meant by climbing the holy mountain. Okay? But notice we're doing this holding Our Lady's hand. She's there, our mother and teacher, to guide us every step of the way, to help us, pick us up if we fall, and we shall walk in his ways. We shall walk in his ways together. That's what Our Lady wants. Our mother and teacher in the Spirit wants to guide us and be with us every step of the way. And we are blessed, we're fortunate that she does that here at this retreat center, this Marian Retreat Center, special place of Marian grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.